President Obama, this hour, is speaking before the United Nations General Assembly. He began his talk with a reference to 9/11 and what that meant to New York City and to the country. Then he talked about the American economy and then turned to nuclear proliferation. Iran, the president said, must be held accountable for failing to meet its responsibilities to the international community on its nuclear program.
Now, let me be clear once more. The United States and the international community seek a resolution to our differences with Iran, and the door remains open to diplomacy should Iran choose to walk through it.
That was President Obama speaking just a few minutes ago. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in New York. She joins us now from the United Nations. Michelle, there's a sort of a little minuet that goes on, isn't there, when the United States speaks, when Iran speaks? Does President Ahmadinejad, who is there, did he hear the president's message?
He's actually not in the room, but the Iranian delegation is in the second row this year. So I was watching to see if they had any sort of reaction. They should have sat there stony-faced during that part. The Obama administration says it's open for engagement. The European Union's foreign policy chief is trying to get talks underway. The Iranians say they want to meet. But there is this, but they haven't set a date yet for the next meeting. And the Americans and the Europeans complain that the Iranians haven't been picking up the phone or answering these requests for meetings. But they do expect to have something this fall.
The president spent quite a lot of time in this speech on the Middle East peace process and on pushing for agreement. Was that, do you think, the sort of meaty part of his talk?
He did. He really talked about how, you know, it's the Israelis and Palestinians who have to make peace, but everybody has responsibilities, he said. He highlighted the Arab Peace Initiative, you know, that Arab and Muslims signed on to, that they agreed to normalize relations with Israel once a just peace is negotiated, and he's calling on Arab states to support this process. He also had a message to Israel because this settlement moratorium on building Jewish housing in the West Bank comes to an end soon. And he said that he wants Israel to continue this moratorium, and he wants to make sure that doesn't threaten the talks. So he's trying to keep this peace process on track and trying to get a lot of support, rallying support, saying hopefully this time it'll be different. I should note that the Israeli delegation was absent during this speech.
This is his second time speaking before the United Nations General Assembly. What do you think? I mean, what do you think the president really hopes to convey, hopes to achieve at an occasion like this?
Well, you know, he came last year saying he wants to have a renewed relationship with this organization. The Obama administration complained that the Bush administration had burned a lot of bridges, so they're trying to renew the relationships here. They want to show that they're making some progress on all these key issues. It's a little bit early for most of them. You know, on Iran, they got new UN sanctions, but they haven't gotten talks underway. And on all these issues, it's kind of early to judge how well they've done. But that's sort of the case he's making. And, you know, the other interesting thing, there's been a big focus here on development issues and women in particular. And I noticed that the U.S. delegation has all women. Secretary of State Clinton, Ambassador Susan Rice, the NSC and State Department officials behind them. So it's there is a big focus on development here as well.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman speaking to us from the United Nations in New York.